Cowboys lost on Saturday night in dismal fashion in a preseason game down in Houston to the Texans, 23-7. And joining us now to talk about that game is Cowboys owner and general manager Jerry Jones. Morning, Jerry.
Hey, good morning.
Morning.
Well, thank goodness that game was post Roe v. Wade, because that abortion would have got us arrested before 1973.
You were not happy.
Not happy at all. And I figured I'd go ahead and bring on our head football coach, if you want to call him that, Wade Phillips. Wade, you there?
Morning, Jerry.
Wade.
Yeah, sorry. Sorry about all that. Wasn't one of our better games, Jerry.
Wade, I have a question for you.
All right. What's that?
You want to make NFL history?
Sure, Jerry. I'd love to make NFL history.
You want to become the first NFL head coach to ever get fired in the preseason?
No. I won't make history that way, Jerry.
All right. Well, I got another way you can make history.
All right.
You want to become the first NFL head coach to be involved in a murder-suicide with a GM?
Well, no, Jerry. I don't want to murder you.
No. That's not the way it works.
All right. Well, maybe.
Listen. Shut up and listen to me.
All right.
You stop being soft with this team. You get them ready to play football, you understand?
I'm not soft with this team, Jerry. I crack down on them. I've been cracking down on them.
How have you been cracking down on these guys?
Well, let's see. Last week, they only had 4 days off instead of five.
Jeez.
On the charter flight from California to Houston, we had ice cream, but we only had a choice of chocolate and vanilla. There was no swirl available.
Well, that's really tough.
And then this week, Jerry, I'm thinking about making them wear helmets in practice.
Well, they should be wearing helmets already, Wade.
Well, we hadn't been doing much of that, I guess.
Why can't you be more like Jimmy Johnson?
Well, like how?
Well, you know what my favorite TV show is?
The Wade Phillips Show?
No, hell no. Survivor with Jimmy Jump Up.
Oh, yeah.
Now, that's a real NFL head coach, Jimmy Jump Up. Yeah. He not only won Super Bowls, but he also got on Survivor. Now, that's a man for you.
Well, I'm thinking about going on a TV show.
What TV show's that?
Biggest Loser.
How fitting.
Well, yeah, I lost a lot of weight, Jerry. Hey, listen now. You ain't helping this preseason, Jerry. We played five games, three training camp sites.
Money.
We's tired, Jerry.
Money.
We's tired. We's as tired as that flagship radio station that you moved us to that doesn't have any ratings.
Any what?
Ratings.
Look, I made a big mistake in hiring you, okay?
All right.
I admit that.
Mm-hmm.
Now, not as big of a mistake as Jerry Jr. moving our games to that FM station with no plan for success other than being on the FM dial. But a big mistake.
Yeah. Well,
now, Wade, you got just a few weeks to turn this thing around.
2 weeks? Jerry, I got some bad news for you. I think this is going to take years.
Oh, no. Years?
Yeah. Yeah, we're going to have to wait for some of these guys to retire, Jerry. We just ain't that good, Jerry. Hey, can we play another sport?
Wait, what do you mean another sport? It's a football team.
No, I think we'd be a really good kickball team. We've been having a real good time playing kickball in our practices.
Yeah.
That David Miller kicks up a mean cleanup, Jerry.
Maybe that's the problem here.
You mean you've been playing kickball instead of practicing football?
Yeah, I figured it'd be good for the feet.
God, listen to me, Wade.
Huh.
I'm going to take you for a ride today, Wade.
Uh-oh.
All right, where are we going?
Have you ever seen the Trinity River bottom?
No, is it a good fishing hole?
I want to take you out there so you can see the hardwoods and see the pretty possums.
Yeah, that'd be all right.
And smell the lovely river.
Yeah.
And I'm going to have you get down on your knees there in the rich, soft mud right by the water.
Yeah.
And as you feel the water lapping at your knees, all peaceful-like, just ignore the overwhelming blow of the boat oar as it hits the back of your head.
Jerry, why do I want to do a thing like that?
It may take a few hits before you fall face-first into the river, but when you do, you're going to get all the answers to all your questions.
Oh, that doesn't sound too bad now, if I get all my questions answered.
Oh, yeah. When you see Jesus and God, Jesus.
Yeah?
Santa and all of them will be up there.
Santa.
Abe Lincoln,
you'll get all the answers to your questions, Wade.
Well, good, because I got some questions, Jerry.
What are your questions for
God?
Well,
like a Twinkie. What is that in the middle? Is that icing or is that filling? I guess meaning, what is the meaning of life would be second.
Second.
I got another question for you, Jerry. Is that Tim Allen doing the voice of Buzz Lightyear in them movies?
You mean that would be your third question?
That'd be my third question. Yeah, that's about it.
All right. Wait, hang up the phone.
You laughing at me, Jerry?
I am. Hang up the phone. You'll be dead before nightfall.
All right, then.
Oh, well, I think we heard a threat there at the end, something about before nightfall. Maybe we should include that in the tickers.
Yeah, maybe so.